Naslednja depeša je bila poslana leta 2001 iz ameriškega veleposlaništva v Vatikanu. Ima naslov Vatikan supranacionalna sila. Zakaj takšno slovo, bo vam verjetno jasno kaj malo po prvih vrsticah, ker želi Sveti sedež, ki se mimo grede v angleščino prevaja kot Holy See, neke vrste vpliv v vseh kotičkih sveta. In ravno zaradi teh ambicij se Vatikan vključuje v procese, kot je recimo bližnji shodni mirovni proces, kjer pa žal vsaj še leta 2001 niso imeli takšnih ambicij, kot jih je imela Amerika in drug svet. V depeši boste sicer slišali nekaj zastarelih informacij, ampak bo vsekakor zanimive. Ena izmed teh je recimo špekulacija, kaj se bo zgodilo po smrti oziroma odstopu bivšega oziroma nekdanjega papeža Janeza Pavla II. Ameriko je tam v bistvu najbolj motilo to, da iz njihove države ni bilo nobenega kandidata, da so v Južni Ameriki bili na nek način favoriti. Depeša na nek način pogled v ambicije Vatikana, ki so na nek način drugačne od ambicij drugih držav, zaradi drugačne ureditve. Hkrati pa pokaže nek oportunističen odnos Združenih držav Amerike do sodelovanja s Svetim sedežem.
Background and introduction. This cable provides additional background information for the planned presidential meeting with the Pope. It updates reference telegram outlining aspects of the US government-Holy See relationship that we believe will require US attention in the near and mid-term. The Middle East will feature prominently. In Asia, Vatican, priorities will remain focused on China, Taiwan, Vietnam and Indonesia, East Timor. The Vatican is involved in mediating Africa's Great Lakes conflict, while Cuba looms large among Vatican interests in Latin America. This cable identifies areas in which the US and the Vatican share interests, and areas in which there are policy differences. The Holy See is a supranational entity that has its capital and territorial manifestation in the state of Vatican City. The United States based its 1984 recognition of the Holy See in part on the fact that the Holy See exercises sovereignty over the 109 acres of the Vatican City State. However, all ambassadors to the Holy See, including the US ambassador, are accredited to the Holy See and not to the state of Vatican City. The Vatican insists on this point to remind that its reach and international personality is global. For purposes of this cable, the terms Holy See and Vatican will be used interchangeably. The Holy See is one of the oldest continually existing international entities. It exercised contemporary control of the Italian peninsula during the Middle Ages, but was completely bereft of territory between 1817 and 1929. Nevertheless, even during this period, most nations continued to recognize it as an international entity and maintained full diplomatic relations. The Vatican is one of very few sovereign entities that have presence and reach in virtually every country of the world. Although its sovereignty is over limited territory, Vatican teaching and policies can influence over 1 billion adherents of the Roman Catholic Church. And background and introduction. Developing policy toward the Holy See. In developing Julius policy face to face this unique entity, policymakers should think of the Holy See as similar to a traditional nation state, with a variety of factors informing its foreign policy. The most important consideration in its foreign policy decision making include: religious principles, humanitarian concerns. The Vatican strives to translate its religious beliefs and its humanitarian concerns into concrete policies. Foreign policy initiatives based on these principles include support for third world development and debt relief for poorer countries, opposition to capital punishment, opposition to abortion and contraception, and opposition on humanitarian grounds to embargoes. National self-interest. The Holy See seeks to protect Catholics around the world, its own position of influence and its vast wealth. The Vatican's support of Saddam Hussein results from its desire to protect 600,000 Iraqi Catholics from Islamic fundamentalism, its refusal to publicly criticize Croat nationalist clergy in Bosnia stems in part from the Croat Church's staunch defense of the faith during the Cold War. History tradition. Relations between the Holy See and Spain, Portugal and other Latin countries go back over 500 years. The Vatican's historical relationship with these countries frequently demands an active foreign policy role. Proselytism. The Vatican knows that it must continually refresh its message for changing times. Second Vatican Council in the 1960s was an example. Interfaith and ecumenical outreach is an important focus of the current papacy, and proselytism, population growth in the third world, accounts for much of the growth of the Church in recent years. Papal health, succession, and what it might mean for US policy. Pope John Paul II is surely the most widely recognized world leader. Along with the President of the United States, he enjoys the highest stature and profile among world leaders. In early 2000, press misrepresentation of a German bishop's remarks in the Pope John Paul II's ability to continue in office sparked a series of speculations around the world about succession. The Pope and the Vatican strongly denied that this condition was seriously enough to warrant abdication. There is little support for the idea that the Pope would in fact resign, even if his health were to decline precipitously. The list of cardinals widely perceived as potential successors does not include any Americans and only one Anglophone. An election of a European cardinal, most likely an Italian, would probably result in only minor changes in Vatican policy and its current stance on issues vis-à-vis the United States. If the next pope is from Latin America, Asia or Africa, we should expect the Vatican to take positions further to the left of current US positions on economic issues, but further right on social issues. You don't Middle East peace process. The Holy See denies wanting to become involved in the political aspects of the Middle East peace process, although it remains keenly interested in what it terms the cultural and religious aspects of the holy sites in the region, specifically Jerusalem. The Vatican maintains that its concerns have been largely ignored by the US government and the Israelis, and in 1999 worked with the French and several other EU countries in the Jerusalem Working Group. The Vatican was clearly disappointed when the US government and government of Israel declined to associate with the Jerusalem Working Group initiative. The government of Israel's decision to allow construction of the Nazareth Mosque created alarm at the Vatican. The government of Israel, for its part, was concerned that the Pope left unanswered Bashar Assad's anti-Semitic invective during the Pope's May 2001 Syria visit. We can expect continued tension in these areas. The Holy See will continue to seek to play a role in the Middle East peace process while denying this intention. Embassy Vatican continues to recommend a high-level visit to encourage the Vatican to play a more constructive or at least less unhelpful role in the process.
Sixteen candles, but in the light, she takes the blame. It's always the same. She goes down on her knees and prays.
Asia. The Vatican and the US share interests in many of the same countries, including Indonesia, China, Taiwan, Vietnam, but not always for the same reasons. In addition to the formal church network, numerous, often semi-autonomous Catholic missionary organizations operating throughout Asia have a sophisticated understanding of what is happening in their area. Contact with these missionary organizations provide unique insight into conditions in these countries. The development of the Catholic faith in Asia is an express goal of the Church. The Vatican and its constituent episcopates are actively engaged in dialogues with politically powerful Muslim and Christian Orthodox faiths. The result of these dialogues will impact prospects for democracy, stability, religious freedom, and a relationship with the United States. China. With its own network of contacts among China's underground and patriotic churches, the Holy See has excellent sources of information regarding dissidents, human rights, religious freedom, and government control over the population. There is a constant controversy around the efforts to establish diplomatic relations between the two countries. This issue involves the Vatican's relations with Taiwan and Chinese government regulation of religious practice. Beijing's regulation and often oppression of the Catholic Church is parallel to and therefore a window on problems in China with US-based Protestant churches, as well as Islam and Buddhism. The centralized structure of the church and the reporting system with the nuncios and bishops, not to mention independent missionary groups, gives Embassy Vatican a unique view of events inside China. Vietnam. Unofficial discussions continue between Vietnam and the Vatican on establishing diplomatic relations. The government of Vietnam's attempt to control religious organizations is one of the main stumbling blocks from a Vatican perspective. The Vatican's attempt to appoint bishops with minimal government interference and the reporting provided by its nuncio on these efforts can be used as a gauge on human rights and religious freedom issues in Vietnam. India has seen significant sectarian violence over the past few years, as much against Muslims as Christians. Resolution of this violence is a key to democracy, stability and the guarantee of human rights. The Vatican, local bishops who report to the Vatican and various missionary organizations will all continue to be active observers of human rights abuses and developments. It's just the dawning of Indonesia. East Timor is poised to become the second Catholic country in Asia, the other is the Philippines. The Vatican, through its bishops, has been deeply involved in reconciliation efforts for years. The Vatican is involved in reconstruction efforts in East Timor. In other parts of Indonesia, wrecked by sectarian violence, the Catholic presence is less pronounced, but Catholic missionaries provide information on the situation. Catholic prelates have also acted as mediators between other Christian communities and Muslim groups. Visits of the Indonesian Foreign Minister and President of the Vatican underscore the influence the Vatican has on a country of significant policy interest to the US government. North Korea. Vatican officials and Catholic relief organizations periodically visit North Korea. We learn from their visits and we can give suggestions to our contacts for points to raise with North Korean officials. Africa, Great Lakes. Vatican contacts admit privately that church relations with the Democratic Republic of Congo President Laurent Kabila began on the wrong foot because of Kabila's mindset and the church's previous association with the Mobutu regime. Real humanitarian concerns and religious evangelization considerations put Africa on the screen at the Vatican. The Vatican affiliated Sant Egidio community plays an important supporting role in international efforts to mediate the crisis, keeping the Vatican informed on their efforts. Latin America. Cuba. The Pope's 1998 visit to Cuba has not brought the kind of progress on church freedom that said Vatican and Government of Cuba dialogue has continued with follow-up visits to Cuba by senior Vatican officials and to the Vatican by Cuban counterparts. Among the topics of discussion were the Government of Cuba's treatment of the Cuban Church, the status of dissidents, and the effects of the U.S. embargo, about which the Holy See shares Castro's criticism. The Vatican is quietly looking ahead to the day when Fidel Castro departs the scene. It is concerned, however, that his replacement can actually be worse. The Vatican would like to see a unified Christian, that is, Catholic Europe, and therefore should be expected to intensify its dialogue with the leading Protestant groups in Germany and Scandinavia. The Vatican will also continue attempts to engage the Russian Church and the Ecumenical Patriarch in Istanbul in an attempt to heal the Latin Orthodox rift. Vatican involvement in the Balkans can be useful to US policy if it is directly at promoting Catholic-Orthodox coexistence. Continued Vatican criticism of US materialism and commercialism could be used by many in Europe to support arguments in favor of limiting US influence and activity on the European continent. Areas in which we can work constructively with the Vatican during the next 12 months. Ethnic reconciliation and civil culture. In June, PD, ECA, thus Brian Sexton, met with Vatican and San Egidio officials during a PD ECA-sponsored interreligious conference on Bosnia-Herzegovina. Embassy Vatican with department guidance is seeking to develop follow-up projects. Anti-trafficking in persons. Post have developed two projects in conjunction with Caritas, the Vatican Relief non-government organization, and with the Archbishop of Pescara. These projects will offer education, rescue, rehabilitation, and repatriation to victims and potential victims of human traffickers. Working with the Curia and Caritas, there is much more ground to be covered in this area in the near future. This is the dawning of Allah. biotechnology and agricultural trade. Embassy Vatican has sponsored two discussions on this theme involving scientific experts attached to the Vatican, promoting a more positive Vatican approach to appropriate use of genetically modified organisms in third world agricultural development could help make genetically modified organisms more widely accepted, even in the developed world. Areas in which we should expect continued difficulties during the next 12 months. The Middle East. The Vatican will continue to oppose US efforts to isolate Saddam Hussein. We should recognize that the Vatican will not support our efforts in Iraq and investigate ways to limit Vatican interference with our objectives. In Israel, the Vatican will continue efforts to insert itself in the question of the status of Jerusalem. Death penalty. The Vatican will continue its condemnation of the death penalty. Statements by the Pope are likely to be used by many around the world to condemn capital punishment in the United States. The Department should consider if it wants to address the issue and, if so, what public diplomacy avenues to use.
This is the dawning of Allah.